Petromarine is hoping to take over ownership of land it currently leases from the borough. It's the site of the Southeast Island Fuel gas station on South Nordic Drive and a warehouse behind that on Dock Street. Plant manager Bob Volk updated the Harbor Board on his company's hopes for the swap.
And Petromarine's view on this is we're really for it, of course. I mean, it will help our business, and it just makes sense to us.
In exchange for that property, Petro is willing to give the borough 7 lots across the street from the community cold storage. That includes the site of the old Union Oil, or AFS, tank farm. Under former owners, the site was contaminated by leaking heating oil. ConocoPhillips paid for cleanup work and had contaminated soil removed. In 2012, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation signed off on the cleanup work. Petro's land is assessed at over $356,000. The leased land that the company wants from the borough is assessed at $235,000. Volk has spoken to company owner Kurt Lindsay about the swap. He said Petro is willing to take a payment from the borough to make up the difference and apply that money to pay for installation of a mooring dolphin near the fuel dock. He thought the additional mooring structure would help his company and the municipality.
The main option to us would really help with the dolphin, because the Lindsays, they care about communities. I mean, they know that it would benefit us. They know it'd benefit the harbor. It would benefit the downtown businesses. It would benefit everybody, because I think we could get bigger boats with more people or more activity in here.
Another option would be for the borough to reduce Petro's lease payment for its other property to make up for that difference in value. If the exchange were to happen, the borough would lose annual lease and tax revenue. The Petro lease for the land that the company wants brings in $28,500 a year for the Harbor Enterprise Fund. That payment would end along with a little more than $4,000 of property tax revenue. Harbor staff are supporting the exchange. They'd like to use Petro's property across from the cold storage for a centralized maintenance and storage area. Currently, they're working out of container vans at multiple sites around town, along with the harbor office. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen explained the need to the board.
So if the Petro doesn't, you know, if this doesn't work, we think it, from the staff's point of view, it's a great location, great facility, fits all our needs, but if we're not allowed to move forward on this, we're going to have to do something. The situation we have currently, we can't continue on the way we are. So if we don't move forward on this, we're going to be looking at building something, on our own property.
That other option could mean building something new on the rock-filled approach to the drive-down dock. That's not something that Wallen is hoping will happen.
What I like about Petro is, again, it's across the street still centrally located, not taking up valuable waterfront.
Assemblymember Kurt Wolhuter thought more fishing boat bait sheds may need to be moved off the tidelands next to the boatyard, Piston and Rudder, if that company's president, Mike Lure, is looking to expand there. Wallheater did not think the drive-down dock approach was a good spot for a harbor building.
So I think we're going to need that space for bait sheds.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to put a building on that approach, because, you know, we need to be looking 5-10 years down the road here, you know, and maybe a few years before Mike does want the rest of that property. But I think it needs to be available to him.
Board members thought the land exchange made sense, and the existing building on the Petro land would make work easier for harbor staff. Here's Don Spiegelmeyer and board chair Mike Bangs.
You know, when we have a building in front of us that fits your needs, it does exactly what you need it for. And I think for the guys at work, you know, being a guy that used to have stuff spread all over the place that had to drive and pick up parts, and it's going to not only save them an incredible amount of time, but it's going to allow you to have dry storage and a workspace to do everything you need it to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think the way I look at it is we've got a close to a $60 million infrastructure, and we're trying to maintain it out of a tool shed.
Yeah, and
just
leaky Connex boxes.
Yeah.
There were 4 board members at a meeting in late January, and Bob Martin and John Mergus joined Bangs and Spiegelmeyer in voting to recommend going forward with the land exchange. It will be up to the borough assembly to make the final decision and agree to terms of a swap. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.